The Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 67. That's right, we're here chilling. Monday, can't trust that day, bro. Monday, can't trust that day. Mamas and the Papas said it best. Monday, can't trust that day. Yes, 1960s, know about it. One of the best eras in American music. I don't even know what's going on in American music in 2024, honestly, man. You know, I mean, for those of you that have been following the Sly Show for the last 20 years, you know, first couple years there, well, not first couple, first like 15, or even more than that, we used to do like hip hop mixes and DJ mixes and stuff like that. I was really into that. You know, when I got into radio in 2002, you know, it was something that I kind of like, you know, growing up listening to hip hop DJs, you know, real DJing and shit, you know what I mean? Because, you know, most of these young DJs, these new DJs, nah, they're not real DJs, bro. They're not real DJs. It's kind of like one, it's narrative. It's like narratives, bro. You know, everybody has their narrative. Everybody has their view in their brain. And they don't want to accept reality. Because that's the thing about echo chambers is like, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, bro. We could be talking about sports. We could be talking about politics. We could talk about DJing. And the fact is unless, you know, they have all these like, you know, it's summertime now. Well, it's not summertime yet, bro. let's not get ahead of ourselves and shit. It ain't summertime yet. It's about to be summertime. By the way, I need to drink some coffee. Got some coffee migraines today. Lack of coffee. Been a busy morning. But, you know, I mean, the DJ world is crazy because, you know, I mean, there was, you know, I always credit one of the best DJs ever, DJ AM, as you know, just this guy was like, you know, turntable list, bro. You know, 2-3 turntables. He's no longer alive, first of all. You know, he's dead. You know, and, you know, these old school DJs, you know, guys like him that know how to actually DJ is, you know, these are, you don't really see that too much these days. You know, as I was just saying, you know, there's a lot of music events now, Coachella and, you know, EDC, and, you know, they have all these big time music events, you know, where lots of people come and they watch these DJs do their thing. And, you know, the reality is most of the people, most of the DJs that are fucking doing mixes, you know, they're not real DJing, bro. They're not, they're using the sync button. They're not doing the real authentic, you know, live DJing, bro. You know, I mean, there's just so much in society that has deteriorated over the years. You know, I mean, I was looking at some videos over the weekend of the way cars used to be in the 1960s and a lot of the changes that we've seen, you know, the flip up top headlights and, you know, the cigarette lighters in cars and you know, I mean, you know what I mean, the whole term, we used to be a proper country is a very factual term. Is, you know, there's been a deterioration, you know, we've been allowed to, you know, just scale back on quality. And, you know, when we look at the DJ shit, you know, that, I mean, that's something that I've always been fucking firm on, man. You know, if you're just up there, you know, these EDC DJs, these EDM DJs, you know, guys like Steve Aoki. Now, Steve Aoki has said publicly, you know, he's like, oh, I don't consider myself a DJ. Then why the fuck do you call yourself DJ Steve Aoki? Or I don't even know if he does. But, you know, most of these EDC DJs, these EDM DJs, these DJs that are, like, you know, getting paid, like, millions of dollars. You know, Paris Hilton is another one of them. I don't know her. I don't know if she actually mixes live. If you're not mixing live and you call yourself a DJ, you're not a DJ. You're just a fucking, you're like a clown. That's right. What do clowns do? They get on stage. They perform, they do a bunch of things that make people fucking say, ooh, look at that guy. That's it, 100%. You know, and a lot of people do that shit, bro. You know, I mean, I haven't done any mixes in a few years now. We used to release them on the website. You know, people have asked me, you know, are you going to get that? No, not really. I mean, if we do some in-studio shows, you know, maybe I'll throw down a mix here and there. But, you know, not really. I'm more concerned about the slideshow.com and you know, this whole show that I've been doing for 20 years. You know, I kind of felt like the mixes took away from the show. But maybe if I feel inclined one day, you know, maybe I'll just throw down a mix or something. And, you know, we'll do some shit, you know. But, yeah, I mean the DJ shit is wild and shit. Mm-hmm. I always stand firm that, you know, the best DJ mix I ever heard was DJ AM on Power 106 in Los Angeles. You know, I mean, the music selection, everybody always says, oh, yeah, it's a lot of pop music and stuff like that. But, you know, the thing about it is that he was doing open format. Open format is combining every genre of music and being able to throw it together in a DJ set. You know, the open format genre is like something that he created. DJ AM. Adam Goldstein, what a fucking Jew. The Jews are good for something in this world, are they? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's just been a lot of things that have happened through the years where it's like, you know, back in the day, they used to have like milkmen. You know, remember the old school milkmen and shit? Yeah, bro. They was doing it up, man. They would come to your door every fucking day and deliver that shit, bro. You know, and then, you know, when we look at the old school, like, soda fountains, bro. You know, the old school soda fountains was like a, like, kind of like what, I would say, like, in comparison, what a soda fountain was kind of like what it was today for, like, you know, like, going to, like, Starbucks or some shit. Yeah. People used to fucking just hang around these soda fountains. You know, soda was like, this is something we talked about before. Soda was originally, like, wasn't supposed to be something that people, you know, drank on lunch or breakfast or dinner, or, you know, it was like a treat. You know, it was like candy. It was like dessert. It was like ice cream. And now, what do we got here going on, bro? What do we got here going on? Now we got everybody drinking soda all day long. They drink that fucking Coca-Cola. However, if I was to engage in soda activity, I would definitely, you know, I would have to drink Mountain Dew, bro. Yeah, Mountain Dew, bro. That should get you going and shit, bro. Anything is the opposite of, you know, I mean, shit, bro. The Big Pharma. I took some Big Pharma pills yesterday. Well, I took one Big Pharma pill yesterday. I took a fucking allergy pill, right? Because I've been having these allergies. I mean, the fucking wind is kicking up over here in the far left Bay Area. So I took an allergy pill and I was knocked the fuck out, bro. Yeah, man. It knocked the fuck out. Horrible feeling to be knocked the fuck out. The Slideshow, season 20, episode 67. You know, in the 60s, you know, they had groups, you know, groups that were like against the war. And, you know, if I were to be placed in the 1960s, I would probably be aligning with some of these people. You know, I'm not for war, bro. I think war is unfortunate, bro. I think it's unfortunate and I think it's unnecessary. Especially like the war that the United States government is sending their money to in 2024. Ukraine, Israel, you know, these types of people. Like I just, so there was groups like, you know, the Beach Boys. Now, very interesting story they got right there. You know, their dad, Maury Wilson, was the guy that kept the group. He kept the group together. And when he got X'd out the fucking situation, that's when the group fell apart. Which is a lesson of life. You know, liberalism breeds what? Laziness. Loose ideas, free handouts, stimulus checks, government handouts, being married to the government. And when you have someone who is strict, who is tight, who is not afraid to tell you how he feels, even if he's a fucking dick. Now, there was a movie by the... There was a movie, and this kind of aligns with what I was talking about on Friday, where, you know, let's make America tuck their shirt in again. You know, you rarely see people dressing up in public. You know, dressing up like respectable. You know, you see these kids walking around with fucking plaid, fucking pajama bottoms on. You go to the fucking gym and you got all these fucking, these young kids. You know, these kids ain't got no motherfucking, no type of fucking guidance in life, bro. Which is, you know, one of the things, broken homes. You know, broken homes has been a definitely big part of the problem that we see in America. When you see the crime, when you see all of these things, it definitely reflects the broken homes in California. Well, in California, but in America. That's right. The entire, you know, that's why when people talk about Trump or, you know, politicians, you know, I'm just like, yo, I mean, y'all worried about politicians? Like, it's cool to, like, I guess, entertain the conversation if people want to have the conversation. But let me fix this real quick. We got the sun creeping into the show here, and it's going to fuck up our video. But, you know, you know, when you look at the agendas, you know, the agendas are really clear to me. You know, the anti-God, anti-family, anti-country. This is pushed by liberals, okay? Well, it's actually pushed by Jews, but, you know, we don't need to really get into that right now. And plus, like, if you watch the Sly Show on a daily basis, which I urge everybody to do, this is the 67th time we've done this year, you know, you would know these things. You would know the things that are going on in a world, in America. You know, there is no right, there is no left. When America sends $95 billion, which they voted on over the weekend, by the way, yeah, of course, Israel first, Mike Johnson made it very clear how much allegiance he has to foreign lands. But when you look at the anti-God, anti-family, anti-country, yeah, you definitely see it, bro. You know, I mean, I live life in a very, very, like, you know, very conservative, you know, very conservative, very, you know, just old school, bro. I'm an old soul. I'm an old fucking soul, bro. Listening to fucking 60s music on Sunday afternoons. Yeah, I mean, you know, people always want to see where everything went wrong. It went wrong after motherfucking Kennedy got assassinated, bro. That's where it went wrong. The Jews took him out. You know, that's why it's funny to me when I see Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's supposed to be a Kennedy, who has his whole family right now endorsing Biden, by the way. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, he fucking shills to the Jews. And the Jews took him out. The Jews took Kennedy out, John F. Kennedy. That's right. He definitely did. They definitely did. And, you know, they will take anybody out that is in their way. CIA, FBI, DOD, or, you know, all the three-letter agencies, bro. Ran by who? Jews. Facts that people don't want to hear, bro. It's such an dangerous word, bro. Don't even fucking say that word in front of me, bro. You must be anti-Semitic. Interesting. Yeah, so, you know, when you look at the, you know, America, you know, where everything went wrong, you know, broken families, you know, taking God out of the fucking situation, and, you know, the rise in feminism, bro. The rise in feminism. You know, you know, it's just been a fucking downhill. It's been downhill, bro. It's been downhill, bro. You take God out of the situation, you remove family structure, you take the nuclear family idea out of the fucking situation. Families don't come together. They don't need fucking real food. They're at fucking, you know, fast food, eating McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, whatever. You know, and this is why America is the way it is. America used to be a proper country. It definitely was. If you look at things that were going on in the 60s and the 70s, the 50s, it was a proper country, bro. It really was. It's not no more. Because you got too many people that have allowed society to crumble, and people have accepted the bullshit that has come. You know, back in the 60s, they and I'm a real nostalgic type motherfucker, bro. I don't know if you guys be watching the slideshow on a day-to-day basis, or you just like pop in wherever you feel like it's convenient. But I'm a real nostalgic motherfucker, bro. But you know, back in the 60s. Now, first of all, you know, technology has been ultimately a horrible thing for society. It really has. You know, I mean, when we look at the advancements that we've seen in technology, this is something I thought about over the weekend. I was watching a lot of these like comparison videos of like what it was like in, you know, America in the 60s opposed to today. So you guys who are watching the slideshow, who are listening to the slideshow today, get to hear my takes on nostalgia. Okay, so, you know, back in the 60s, you know, they would have TV. They would have ABC, that thing was NBC, CBS. You know, and there was none of these, like, cable. There was none of these extra shows. You know, it was just like three channels, really. And really what they would do at the end of the day, they would not have programming, you know, going into the night and going into the morning where you have all these infomercials. No. It was very simple. It was very, the most simplistic things sometimes are the best things. So they had like, you know, they would do sign-offs basically. So like, you know, you would have your programming throughout the day and, you know, it was great. The programming was great. You know, it definitely wasn't woke. You know, it was programming. You know, they would have their programming throughout the day. They would have news, all that, you know. And then what would happen was around like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, you know, when people are supposed to, here's a thought, go to bed. You know, it's always funny to me. People say, I'm not a morning person. What time did you go to bed last night? I don't know, like 3. Okay, exactly. You know, so like what they would do is they, like around like 11 or 12 or whatever it was, they would have these sign-offs. And this is interesting, bro. This is interesting for the people out there. And I think it's very good to understand what all of this is. And you know, when we look at society in 2024, when we look at people, you know, concerned about foreign lands, whether it be Palestine, you know, let me just say this, bro. You know, I've said what I've said about, you know, the Israel stuff and all that, but you know, I think these Palestinian protesters are very clown-like, bro. Very clown-like, you know. I don't like start forming opinions like, oh yeah, man, fuck these dudes, because at the end of the day, like, I don't disagree with them, you know, what they're saying as far as the ceasefire, like, why not? You know, do we understand that Israel is taking, has orchestrated something here? Yeah, we definitely understand that, and people should understand that. So anyways, like around like 11 or like 10:30, 11, whatever, at night, when TV channels were going to be signing off, got to fix. We might have to get a different location, bro. So basically what's happening is the sun is getting into the camera and shit like that. All right, anyways. So they would do sign-offs, bro. And what would happen when they would do these sign-offs back in the day in the 60s? They would play the national anthem. That's right. It was a way for America to go to... This used to be a proper country, bro. People used to believe in Jesus Christ, and people used to fucking hear the national anthem every fucking day. Every day in the 60s, they did, with the sign-offs, they would play the national anthem, and then they would... it's so funny hearing, like... It's so funny thinking about... Because of what, like, how much people hate this country who live here, you know, it's hilarious, honestly. But anyways, they would play the national anthem and then they would, you know, they would sign off, and it would just be off air. It'd be like, you know, blank, and it would be like that until the morning, and then in the morning they would fucking, you know, pick up where they left off, and that was it. man, would have been great to look. It would have been great. It's just like simple, bro. Has email caused problems in your life? Has social media caused problems in your life? Has any of this stuff been good for you? Has it been bad for you? I'm not a fan of it. And once you start having the AI conversation, you know, the AI conversation will be had. You know, it's these things are all fucking bad, bro. They're just bad. And a lot of people like the convenience. You know, I think that's what it is. I think the convenience is something that people like about, like, technology. They're like, oh, well, I'm convenienced. I don't have to write this letter to someone. I can just write an email. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I use modern technology to do my show, and I wouldn't be able to do a show probably if I didn't fucking have modern technology. You know, but when we look at it, a lot of it has been detrimental to America. It's been detrimental to society, and it's an interesting one, bro. So anyway, Slash Show Season 20, Episode 67. Over the weekend, you know, these politicians are fucking just bought and paid, bro. All of them. You know, the Republicans are, it's really a trash party to be involved in. You know, I mean, really, it is, bro, because, you know, everybody is just like, you know, everybody's on their right-left shit. You know, Democrats did this. Democrats, let's all fucking be triggered by Ukraine, but let's not be triggered by Israel. Okay, so first of all, let's understand what we understand. Is Ukraine is someone who's gotten $250 billion for the United States of America. Money laundering. Like, real money laundering going on, bro. There's videos that we've seen of Ukraine. There's, you know, there's a lot of these types of things that we've seen. Mainstream media. And, you know, I mean, this is Nazi, bro. They were Nazis. They are Nazis. What am I talking about? They were. There's a whole battalion that's a Nazi battalion. Azov, you know, the Azov battalion? The United States government is funding Nazism. 100%. This is all fucking, like, corrupt, bro. You know, I mean, we get to Israel in a minute. I'll get to Israel in a minute. You know, but it's 100% corrupt. It's like 100% corrupt. And the government is no type of fucking morals, bro. You know, that's why, like, you know, when you see these Christian people, these people who talk about being Christians, and then, you know, they get around and they turn around and they start talking about abortion, and then they're like, yeah, we're Christians. You're not. You're not Christians. If you're Christians, you would be against the abortion. You would be against abortion. You know, Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House, Republican Speaker of the House. Obviously, he is a rhino. Obviously, he's an establishment bitch. Obviously, he was selected, not elected. Obviously, he is doing what he was put there for. You know, when Mike Johnson was introduced, you know, one of the things that people noted about Mike Johnson, the media thing that they noted, was he was against Ukraine funding. He was against sending money to Ukraine, so that made him okay. Now, Trump, you know, Trump endorsed Mike Johnson. Now, matter of fact, Trump has not condemned Mike Johnson. At all. And he won't. I mean, Mike Johnson was at Trump's Mar-a-Lago spot last week, and, you know, they were all buddy-buddy. They were like, oh, yeah, Trump this, and, you know, they were doing that thing. You know, Trump's official response to this $95 billion, basically, we round this motherfucker off, bro. We can just say $100 billion. Okay, we'll just say $100 billion. It doesn't really fucking matter, because it doesn't really fucking matter. I don't think it really fucking matters. And it probably is way more than $100 billion. That's just what's being reported to us. But when we look at Trump, when we look at Mike Johnson, they're buddy buddies, bro. They're buddy buddies. Anybody who has this idea in their mind, and they say to themselves, I consider myself a constitutional conservative, I am for the Constitution. If you're for the Constitution, I would have to ask you a few questions. I would. And I do. When people tell me that. Because let's be honest, there's like 12 Republicans in some red states across America right now that want to criminalize anything that they deemed anti-Semitic speech. The speech laws. So if you consider yourself a constitutional Republican, are you for that or are you against that? And if you are for that, then you are not a constitutional conservative. You are someone who wants to shut down speech. You know, like liberals. I'm sorry. So, Trump, very buddy-buddy with Mike Johnson. He endorsed him. He called him MAGA Mike Johnson. And there's a bunch of people who are under the impression, you know, a bunch of right-wing normies who are under the impression that this would never have happened if Trump was in office. Well, first of all, Lindsey Graham. Now, we understand who Lindsey Graham is. He's a rhino traitor. He is one. He's been instrumental in getting funding to Ukraine. Okay, we understand those things. Okay, however, here's the reality about, I don't know if you guys heard, yesterday Lindsey Graham made a comment. He was on Fox News, and he said that, you know, Trump was part of the whole $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Okay, so he's basically saying, you know, Trump was, this couldn't have happened without Trump. Now, people who don't want to accept facts, people who don't want to accept reality. Oh, no, that's just fake news. Oh, it's fake news. Okay, so it's fake news in your brain that Trump wasn't instrumental in any of that. Okay, because, you know, just last week, you know, like I said, Trump was buddy-buddy with Mike Johnson over there at the fucking Mar-a-Lago. You know, he didn't condemn him. Matter of fact, Trump's statement on the $95 billion to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine basically said, He deflected. He didn't say like, oh, how could politicians who I'm supposed to be against, especially right and left, you know, because, you know, obviously Trump, people have always said, you know, he's not a conservative. He's MAGA. You know, why hasn't Trump condemned United States politicians for sending $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan? Why is that? So Lindsey Graham makes this statement, says Trump is, this couldn't have happened without him. And you know, a lot of people got pissed off at me for posting that video. Okay, be triggered. Okay? If you're triggered by reality, be triggered by reality, bro. Okay? Be triggered. You're just like a fucking transgender person who gets told there's only two genders because reality triggers them. Look. Once again, me being me, I'm the slideshow, right? This is the slideshow we do it for 20 years, right? I give you information, and from an honest perspective, you know, I have no allegiance to Trump. I have no allegiance to politicians. I have no allegiance to anything. All I can do is call it like I see it, all right? And the fact is Trump endorsed Mike Johnson, called him MAGA Mike Johnson. He's basically told everybody to support Mike Johnson. And now he hasn't even fucking called him out on the shit. So, yeah, I mean, the argument could be put into play where you say this would have never happened if Trump was president. Yeah, that's quite possible, because when we look at Trump's record as a president, is his war, you know, as far as, you know, shutting down, was Trump someone who started wars? Was he someone who didn't? No, he definitely was someone who shut down wars, you know, and we can say that. However, as far as foreign aid being sent to Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine, well, you know, we ain't seen Trump talk about that. And you know what? We won't. We won't see that happen because, well, the unfortunate reality that people don't want to come to terms with. And, you know, when I make these posts, you know, I don't get no likes. You know, people don't fucking say, hey, man, fuck you, bro. You're lying. No, you're not. It's just when you have information that you don't like, someone who is invested in another man, grown man, bro, Got grown men invested in Trump. Grown men invested in his whole fucking speeches and his whole fucking MAGA thing. They think, oh, he's different. And no, he's not different, bro. He's not different. He's a sellout. All right? He's a sellout. He sold out on the vaccine, sold out on Bud Light, sold out on TikTok. He's throwing LGBTQ events. He's telling you to back Israel. He's telling you to, well, he does not, he's not like openly saying that we need to fucking back Ukraine, but he kind of hasn't like, you know, like got on like his old True Social and, you know. So this is the establishment. This is why motherfuckers like me don't like politics. Was because years of seeing all of these wars, Bush, Obama, George Bush Sr. This is why a lot of people don't like politics. Matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. Is because of the propaganda that we see in wartime. Boomer Republicans are a bunch of naive little fucks who just believe news. We go back to the October 7th Hamas lie. Yes, it was a lie. Did you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you sit there and you say to yourself, oh my God, Hamas is so evil. Why is Hamas evil? Why is Hamas evil? Tell me why Hamas is evil. I would like to know why Hamas is evil. Am I a Hamas sympathizer? First of all, Hamas is Israel. Israel is Hamas. That's what people need to understand. But I would like to know why Hamas is so bad. Okay? People say, oh, we need to bring back the hostages. Hostages ain't coming back, bro. Israel about to fucking make sure those hostages don't come back. Israel is in charge of the entire operation. They've been planning it for years. They've been trying to take land, and that's what it is. Now, if you want to like gloss over what I just said there, what you need to do is you need to go look at the news, and you need to look at every left-wing person that is talking about ceasefire, and that's what you should be concerned about, because the actual war. You know, the whole Israel thing, occupying land, you know, Israel trying to be this powerhouse, even though they already are. You know, that's not really important. You know, what you need to be concerned about is a bunch of stupid asses in America protesting. That's what you need to be worried about, all right? That's what you should be worried about. Fuck the war, bro. Be worried about what's going on here in America. I'm being sarcastic right now, by the way. I don't think some people understand my sarcasm some of the time. You know, so that's the get down, bro. So as we said, you know, as I basically told you what would happen last week, and the, you know, when we started talking about foreign aid, is, you know, Israel is getting $26 billion. And it's like, you know, you cannot be fake triggered, bro. You're fake triggered if you don't mention that Israel got $26 billion. They didn't even ask for it, bro. They don't need it. They don't need it. What do they need $26 billion for, bro? They're one of the most well-off countries in the world. You know, and America has been giving them money for years. You talk about Ukraine fucking foreign aid. And this is where we get into this whole right-left narrative. This is where we get into right-wing normies. You want to be triggered about Ukraine, but you're not triggered about Israel. Yo, they got fucking foreign aid. Oh, it's okay, though, because, you know, I am so controlled as a right-wing normie that, you know, it's okay that Israel got $26 billion because they actually need it. Do they? Why do they need it? Well, you know, because Hamas and shit, bro. Oh, you believe the news. Okay, I see where you're at. Me and you are not the same. The Sly Show, season 20, episode. What episode is this? 67, bro. Bro, you are on 67 episodes for the fucking year? Yep. Sure am, bitch. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the politicians are all bought and paid, bro. And, you know, this, you know, the thing about it is there's political theater that gets mixed into it. You know, a lot of politicians are just fucking doing it. But at the end of the day, you know, I just, like, really, I can't stress enough that if you are a someone on the right wing, you know, it's going to be one of these things where I think people are so kind of programmed to just look at what Joe Biden says. And, you know, they say to themselves, like, we're going to oppose everything he says because he's Joe Biden and we're conservatives. Or if you're on the left, you know, we're going to oppose everything that the right wing does. And, you know, as we, it's not getting any better. The establishment's control of America. You know, there is no right, there is no left. There's the Jews that run America and there's the people, everybody else. So really, ultimately, what this Israel situation has turned into, what this Ukraine situation has turned into, this, you know, this whole elites, bankers, people in power, you know, when we talk about all the big players in the media business and the music business and the movie business, ultimately what's going to end up happening, which might be like, I don't know, there's some benefit for Americans, because, you know, I really feel like there are things that I agree with on the right that, you know, that I can never, like, come to terms with, like, you know, like, with, like, people on the left. You know, like, a lot of the LGBTQ stuff, you know, the gun control stuff, you know, I really am, you know, a constitutional conservative. But what's going to end up happening in the next couple years here, and, you know, I really don't give a fuck about the election. I'm not going to fucking vote. You know, I think the whole fucking thing is rigged. I think these politicians are all fucking full of shit. I don't have any allegiance to no other grown man. It doesn't matter who the fuck you are. But I think what's going to end up happening in the next couple years is there's going to be a lot more issues that will happen, like the Ukraine, like the Israel, like, you know, all of these things where they're not going to be right and left issues. Too many people like to bundle it into things like, oh, anybody who opposes Hamas is like a right winger and everybody who's for Israel is a, you know, so it's like, you know, I just think you're just going to have to really think for yourself. I think the future of politics is going to have to require people to really not think so much about political party stances, okay? Don't think so much about that shit. And you got to think for yourself. You got to approach each topic, each issue, one by one, okay? One by one. And I think that's what's going to end up happening. And you'll see people, you know, there needs to be more complex with these political matters because, you know, just saying, oh, well, our side is for this. And, you know, you just not think, you know, most people don't even fucking know what the fuck they're talking about. Most people on the internet, bunch of stupid asses, bro. They're just going along. See, this is normieism, bro. Yes, this is normieism. It's like, do you know what you're fucking angry about? People don't know. People just see leftists doing their thing and they're like, oh, well, I'm against that. Because my fucking side is right-wingers. And bro, you guys look stupid. 100% stupid. Slideshow Season 20, Episode 7. Drink coffee. And that's what it is. So, Monday, can't trust that day. I was talking about the Beach Boys earlier. They had a song called what was it? The one that could not be used in 2024. It was what was it? Only God Knows or some shit. Yeah. That's what it was. Wait, what was the song? It was that old Beach Boys song. It was like Only God Knows or God, something about God. I'll have to look it up and you know, come back on the next show with it. You know, that's what it is, man. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on in the world, bro. But, you know, I always say, you know, just take care of yourself. You know, like Jerry Springer used to say, bro. Take care of yourself, take care of each... What is he? Take care of yourself, take care of each other or some shit. He used to say it at the end of a show. Now that, bro, that was a fucking show, bro. They made a whole fucking movie about it. The Jerry Springer Show? They got an Instagram account where they post all the fucking crazy clips from that fucking show. It's a good look. SciShow Season 20, Episode 67. What do we think? I did a prank call once, bro. That reminds me of the words, the number 67. And I called this, I forget who it was I called, but I talked about 67 rice cookers. Yeah. I used to do a bunch of crazy shit. I still got it in me, too. They, you know, there's a percentage of people out there that say to me, "Oh, you used to be the best, bro. Your show used to be good." I feel like in that movie, Tony Danza, you know, that movie Angels in the Outfield, which I was in, by the way. They filmed that at the Oakland Coliseum. Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was far left Bay Area. That was before it was woke. Anyways, yeah, they filmed that movie Angels in the Outfield. You know, it had Tony Danza in it, Christopher Lloyd and shit. Yeah, bro. Anyways, they filmed that at the Oakland Coliseum. So when I was like, this had to be like 1992 or some shit. I remember it was the day Joe Carter hit that home run. You guys know Joe Carter? He used to play for the Toronto Blue Jays. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he hit that home run against, I want to say it was against Mitch Williams. It was against Mitch Williams, and he was the wild thing on the Phillies. Yeah, he got took deep, bro. Joe Carter shut that bitch down. The good old days, bro, the 90s. 90s was a great time. Yeah, man, there is a end result to the things that you do. There is a end result. That's what people need to understand, is there is a end result, okay? If you want to lose weight, there is a end result to the actions that you do. Doesn't matter if you're a parent. Doesn't matter if you're running a business. Doesn't matter if you're putting out podcasts. This is something that everybody needs to understand, that there is a end result to everything that is done. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. When we look at America and we look at the whole phrase, America used to be a proper country, we, in some aspects, are seeing the end result to what they did. And once again, anytime you say they, in the context of what we're using it as, powerful people in society, they are always Jews. SciShow Season 20, Episode 67. I'll check you guys out on the next one. God bless to everybody out there.